Debug the hive, kick back, clear your mind.
This week, one clear signal stood out. Multiple terminal AI projects each crossed the 100,000 star mark, turning an experiment into an ecosystem. Hi, I'm Alex Morgan. Welcome to Debug the Hype for July 19th, 2026. This podcast is independent and not affiliated with or endorsed by GitHub. I want to flag one story now. The terminal agent race feels real, and we'll dig into why that matters. This week, Emsir Chevsky's Agency Agents shot up in attention and now shows about 133,000 stars, a clear burst of community interest. The repo packages dozens of specialist AI agents, think front-end wizards, Reddit community ninjas, whimsy injectors, and reality checkers, each shipped with personality, process, and deliverables instead of just a single assistant prompt. What sets it apart is that it treats agents as composable role and process units you can drop straight into workflows, not just chat templates. Watch this if you want reusable, persona-driven automation rather than ad hoc prompts. This week, Next Level Builder's UI/UX ProMax skill climbed to roughly 107,000 stars as designers increasingly lean on AI-driven design tools. It's a Python-based skill that generates multi-platform UI and UX assets, packaging design intelligence into reusable outputs and templates rather than model tuning. The pragmatic choice here is focus. It ships designer-facing artifacts and cross-platform export paths instead of trying to be a general LLM platform. If your team struggles with design handoffs, this could shave days off the prototype to production loop. This week, Google's Gemini CLI has accelerated into the mainstream, with the project sitting at about 106,000 stars and a steady growth signal. Built in TypeScript and instrumented with CI and end-to-end workflow tests, the repo reads like a product-first CLI rather than a throwaway script. That matters because Google is treating the terminal as a first-class surface for AI features, shipping integration points and packaged workflows that expect to be embedded in developer pipelines. One developer comment captured the mood. People keep saying it finally makes a conversational model feel like part of daily tooling, not separate magic. Architecturally, Gemini CLI favors cloud-backed model calls and chained workflows. The CLI is a controller that sends prompts and orchestration to Gemini rather than a local runtime. That design lowers local requirements and simplifies model updates, but it also centralizes trust and choice of model provider. A noticeable engineering trade-off is the emphasis on TypeScript and NPM packaging, which invites plug-in ecosystems and CI-driven quality guarantees at the cost of relying on node runtimes and networked model endpoints. So why this matters next? If large teams start shipping Gemini integrations into their shells and CI, expect tooling to shift from isolated IDE helpers toward composable, networked agent workflows across the stack.
This week, OpenAI's Codex project continued to grab attention as a lightweight, local-first coding assistant, showing roughly 100,000 stars and ongoing daily growth. Codex is implemented in Rust and explicitly positions itself as a local agent you run on your machine, which changes the privacy, latency, and deployment trade-offs compared with cloud-first CLIs. Practically, that means Codex favors offline or on-prem workflows. You can keep code and prompts local, avoid sending everything to a cloud model, and integrate tightly with editors and local build systems. The community response has two threats. Some teams prize the reduced data exposure and deterministic latency, while others miss the continuous model improvements you get from a cloud service. OpenAI's recent product moves, including hardware signals tied to Codex, suggest they're betting on a product experience that blends local software with curated peripherals and integrations. From an architecture perspective, Codex's Rust core is optimized for lightweight, embeddable runtimes, and lower memory footprints, which makes it a good fit for developer devices and constrained CI runners. That design choice means you trade model freshness for control and reproducibility. So why this matters next? Expect to split in adoption patterns where security-sensitive shops pick local agents like Codex, while integration-heavy teams prefer cloud-controlled CLIs for rapid feature rollout.
Those two approaches are colliding in the wild. Cloud-backed CLIs that make model management easy versus lightweight local agents that keep code close to the machine. We're already seeing third-party projects emerge to bridge the gap, tools that act as managers or switchboards for multiple agents and vendor CLIs, which shows the ecosystem is quickly moving from single repo experiments to interoperable tool chains. If you're building developer-facing AI features, the concrete technical question to answer now is whether you need centralized model governance and runtime simplicity, or local determinism and data locality. The choice will shape your integration pattern, dependency surface, and security posture.
If you ship developer tools, the rise of terminal agents like Jamai CLI and CoderLoto-Dex is a reminder to design for integration first. Think programmatic hooks and composability, not just a pretty UI. I'm Alex Morgan. Thanks for listening to Debug the Hype.
Debug the Hype. Where the builders talk it through. Oh, yeah. From the glitch to the glow. Every line, every clue.
Debug the Hype.
Tune in, take that ride.